And we'll do a review in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Chav Gimel, volume 23. This is the third Sicha for Chag HaShavuos, for Shavuos. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses a general idea about the occasional times we say in Chazal that Nishtanu HaTivim, that the nature has changed. So while we find in the Gemara different medicines or different things that are damaging to people, but yet today they don't apply. We say the nature has changed. The same thing is the Rambam in Hilchas Deyes. The Rambam also brings down in various places about certain things that would be healthy for a person to eat and then not to eat, etc. And why doesn't it apply today? Because the nature has changed. How does that fit with the fact that the Torah is eternal? How could we say on Torah, even though over here we're saying it about that the nature has changed, but the Torah needs to be eternal, as the Rebbe will elaborate and articulate the various different places and the various different ideas. But we'll go step by step. We'll start with Chag HaShavuos Gimel, Ois Aleph. Siz Yidua, it's known as Bamatan Torah. What happened in Matan Torah? Matan Torah, we got all the mitzvahs and we got them for eternity. Now, Matan Torah is not the only thing that we learned the Torah. We had the Torah beforehand, but the Torah as eternal, without changes, only started from Matan Torah. Chotch as euch lifnei Matan Torah hat men gelernt Torah. Although before the Torah was given, they were studying Torah. Okay, mefeirish, as it's very clearly stated, we talk about Beis Medrash Shal Shem or Beis Medrash Shal Eiver, the study house of Shem, the study house of Eiver in Bereshis Rabba. So there were study houses there. People were learning Torah. And even it goes as far back, even going back to the first man, so many mitzvahs, they have been commanded already way back by Adam Arishon. Unochmer, and even more than that, we say Ha'avis Kimos Kol HaToyda Kula Atshalei Nitno. The forefathers, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they observe all of the Torah before it was given. So there were mitzvahs, there was study of Torah, there was the ideas of Matan Torah was there before. But what transpired unique? Well, what happened at Matan Torah? This Chadish, what was the novelty, as Eden Zayin and Dammelt Nitztave geworden, that the Jews have been commanded then of alle Tariag mitzvahs, on all of the 600 mitzvahs, und sie ist gegeben, angesagt geworden, kol ha-Torah kulo. And the entire Torah was given and instructed all the mitzvahs to call echad echad v'Yisrael, to each and every one of the Yidden. So, all mitzvahs to all Yidden, that's by Matan Torah. Till then, it wasn't all mitzvahs and it wasn't to all Yidden. Und euch, in addition, what happened by Matan Torah, as Torah mitzvahs seinen gegeben von anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that the Torah was given is from Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It was Anoichi that gave the Torah. What means Anoichi special? In an oifen with the Gemara Zok, this is in such a way as the Gemara states, Fun Anoichi. What is Anoichi? Because Anoichi is Rosh Tevis. I, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is an abbreviation of Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. I, my soul, myself, have written and given over in the Torah. The Rebishter hat sich hineingeschrieben in Torah. Hashem has written himself, he put himself into the Torah and gave himself in the Torah. That was by Matan Torah. They didn't have that before. So what does it come as a result? That means that Torah is eternal because Hashem himself put himself into the Torah. And as we will see, not just in the written Torah, but also in the oral Torah, which includes all of the words of the Chachamim, of the Gemara, and what the Rambam writes. Vibal as Torah is Nafshe, since Torah becomes the soul, Nafshe, David gave his soul, Milshena Chasidus. To use the Hasidic terminology, it's Rotzin Atzmi, the essence, the will of the essence, Hashem's essence will. For no person from Hashem is Muvan, so therefore it's understood, Vos is an Iker Bemunasenu, something which is a main principle in our religion, in our system of beliefs, Azat Torah Hazu Loi Tiya Mukhulafas, that this Torah cannot be exchanged, that it is there permanently, always, Ubashoina Rambam, to use the language of the Rambam, Dover Borum Mefurish Batoyram. This is something which is clear. This item is very clear, and it's also articulated in the Torah. Shehi mitzvah, a medes la'ad, it's a mitzvah that stands forever. The mitzvah, ula olmei olamim, and forever, ever. Ein lo shinoi, there is no change. V'loi giroi, and there's nothing to take away from the mitzvah, lo tosefes, and not to add to the Torah. Or another language of the Rambam, HaTorah HaZois, Ein Chukeho Mishpoteho Mishtanim L'Olam Olam Me'Olam. The Torah, its laws, its statutes, do never change for eternity. The Tzivuyim, so this is the difference between the commands as they were before Matan Torah and the commands of what happened by Matan Torah. The Tzivuyim, the instructions and the lessons that were from before the Torah was given, is in Zay given Hisophis Ikariyas Vechulu. There were main additions that came about to those mitzvahs the way they were instructed. This is given by Noach Legabe Odom, the way it was by Noach relative to Odom, there was addition. And Avram Lagabi Noach, and also from Avram relative to Noach, there was big changes over there that the mitzvahs, quoting from the Rambam, the mitzvahs were given to Adam, and then additional to Noach, and then additional to Avram. So there is always been a change. There's never been just the same. And the Rebbe says, and the difference is, the Rebbe says, or explains that possibly over there, the mitzvahs remained before the people. As the people changed, also the mitzvah changed, as opposed to after Matan Torah, it becomes given from Hashem. It's not measured, it's not for the people, but it's an expression of Hashem. Yesh lohim abederech efshar, we can say, possibly, as bazei, by before Matan Torah, by Odom, Noach, the Ovis, is Iker in Yonam given to leave their Toiva Vitalis Odom. The main aspect of Torah was for the benefit, for the good and the benefit of the person who be Mela, and therefore, as is Anigivoran Shinuyim Aliyus Hulu, when there were changes, there were elevations in them, Odom in the person, Zainin Euch Givoran Shinuyim in the Tzivuim. So there were also changes in these commands from Eberston, Kavyachol Odom, from Hashem, so to speak, to the person. It changed because it was the person's benefit and goodness, so therefore, according to the level of the person, the commands changed. Mashiach came by Matan Torah, as opposed to Matan Torah, was done, or that Eberster Nafshis of his Yehovis. That's when the Eberster gave himself in Torah, is Muvan, it's understood as the mitzvah as Torah. So these mitzvahs of the Torah is an anit nor a mitl to Kabbalah Schar. They're not just a means. They're not just the means to get reward. So if we do the mitzvah, we get reward. Or we do the mitzvah, we purify, we refine the people, as the Medrash says that the mitzvahs were given to refine the people. So the mitzvahs are not just there to benefit the person, to give him schar or to refine him. Others to the greichen, the maila ve'ilu ifun zgula, or for them to reach the greatness, the advantage of to be chosen, special, Mamlech v'goyim, Mamlech v'skoyanim, v'goy kodesh, a holy nation of priests and a holy nation. So, it's not for that purpose alone. Was damot is shaykh to zogun, because then you, it applies to say, aben zizdo hashin in the mekayma mitzvahs, when there is a change in those who observe the mitzvahs, vertashinu the mitzvahs atzman, then becomes a change in the mitzvahs himself, because they're there for a purpose, and if the purpose is doesn't need it at that level, so there's a change in the mitzvah. So that's not the purpose of the mitzvah alone, nor oich beikar mainly, the mekuvan v'tachlis, the intent and the goal. They are the soul of Hashem. And therefore, just as there cannot be a change in the soul, God forbid, you can also not have a change in Torah mitzvahs, as explained elsewhere at length. So therefore, we know that Matan Torah, we got to the point where there is no change, where there is no difference. It's always the same. It's a continuous, non-stop. It is the idea of eternity. And the Rebbe is going to bring out the question, so what about cases in which we say that there is a change in nature? It seems like there is a break in the eternity in the Amitzus. In Ois Beis, the Rebbe will ask, since we had just proven that Matan Torah was Nischadish, the idea that the Eibishter put himself into Torah, which is brings with it the eternity of Torah, and since when we say that the Eibishter put himself into Torah, that would include all aspects of Torah, also the Torah Shebaal Peh, so that means that the Torah Shebaal Peh should also, the Gemara, or the Rambam, anything that is part of Torah should be eternal, because that is Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis, is the Eibishter's Torah. Davis is eternality. So how could we say that certain mitzvahs that the nature changed in Shtanu Ativim and they don't apply? Base. Ibal das der Inyan Anitzchis Shabbatoyri is verbunden dermit. Since the idea of the eternity of Torah is tied to the fact Vozi is Nafshi V'Yehovis, because it's Hashem's soul as it was given, and it was dressed up in the wisdom and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is moving by Pashtus. So it's understood, simply understood, as the Inyan HaNitzchius, that the idea of eternity of Torah in Torah is not nor be Torah Shebaal picks up. That's not only in the written Torah, but also in the oral Torah. Thus, kol hamitzvahs shenitnu loy l'Moshe b'Sinai, all the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe on Sinai, shascholah sanisino anochi, what all the mitzvahs, what was the beginning of the giving, how do they start? Is anochi b'pirusho nitnu. So all the mitzvahs were given with their commentaries. So we're not just talking about Torah Shebiksav, we're talking about the commentary, we're talking about the Torah Shebaal Peh. They all come from Anoichi, Ubechol Chalkeh, and all sections of Torah. Well, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, V'Agodah, because all parts of Torah, whether it's the Chumash or the Mishnah, the Talmud, and the Agodah, even something which a studious student is destined to instruct, which means something with a studious student will come up with a novelty, even in the Chiddush and Torah, Lifnei Rabbi, before his master, Kvar Nemar L'Moshe B'Sinai, has already been said to Moshe at Sinai. Or the Lashon of Divrei Torah Kulam Achas, all words of Torah are one, as from Sifri. Kumtoi, so it turns out, as Oigdal in Yonim in Shas, that also all aspects in the Shishas Dorim, in the six orders of the Mishnah, Velchazainen and the Gemara, Velchazainen Farbundun Mitive Bnei Odom, which are tied to the nature of people, such as the Refuas, medicine, Ukayetzubai, and likewise, since they are part of the oral Torah. So they are also included in the eternity of Torah, which does not change. So based on this, we need to understand that we find as it relates to many different kinds of omens, and even talking about medicines, that is in Torah, Shabbal Pen, the oral Torah, Verd gezogt, it is said, as bisman hazeh, zaneze anders, that it says that today, it's different, even though it says in the Gemara, we say it's different. Then it was in those days, Bisman Hashas V'chulu, in the times of the Gemara, etc. While Nishtanu Hativi, and because the nature has changed. So how could we say this when we know about the eternity of Torah? Bishleima Inyonim Vozeir Isur Hobn de Chachomim Mevair Given Is Mipnei Sakona Mesuyamis. It is okay. We can understand. There is matters that the prohibition, the Chachamim, articulate was for a specific danger. Uladugma, to give an example, der din fun mayin megulin, we say that if you have water that has been left open, vos osrum Chachamim, the sages prohibited to use that water, and the reason is, shem oshoso nochosh mehem, because lest a snake has drank from that water that was open, and he put a poison into the water. In that case, we understand, is move on, it's understood that if there is no snakes available, or it changes, as dos is ki'ilu v'teire zog befeirish, is as if Torah says very clearly, specifically, as that isur is in dem ort und zman, that this prohibition is in the place and during the time when es eine motzi nechoshim, where snakes are common. Und der far, so therefore, is ach shov she'ein nechoshim metzuyim beinenu, in our days in which there are no snakes common amongst us, mutter, it's permissible to drink that water. Okay, similar to other things. When the reason is given together with the prohibition, and we hinge the reason on something specific, and then that specific criteria is not matched, that doesn't contradict Torah. That's clearly that would not be seen as not being eternal, because the Torah itself conditioned the situation on certain circumstances. This will be the same. When al derech this is nitkein stira, this is similar. There would be no contradiction to nitzchis haTorah, to the eternity of Torah. Thus was men gefind kama mitzvahs vidinim. The fact that you would find that many mitzvahs and laws vazeir chiyuv ischal nor bizman umokim mesuyim, whose obligation is only in a time and a place specific, kamoi, as for example mitzvahs atluyes biyoyim, mitzvahs that are hinged on the day, you have to do them in the daytime, or mitzvahs that you have to do bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, only when the beis hamikdash is in existence, or those mitzvahs atluyas ba'oris, that hinge on the land of kiyetzibay. So you're not going to say, oh, the mitzvahs are not eternal because they don't apply at nighttime. They're not eternal because they don't apply when the beis hamikdash is not in existence. They're not eternal because they don't apply when you're not in Eretz Yisrael. That is not at all a contradiction to the eternity of Torah. Val Torah gufa, because Torah itself hot milachatchila ze koyivegven has to begin with set them up in a bestimmten zman un mokim, in a specific time and place. Thus is the geder hamitzvah. That becomes the boundaries of the mitzvahs. Val derech, and also similar mitzvahs, esher shazman groma, a positive mitzvah which is time bound, it is the time that is associated to the mitzvah. But that is in a case where it's specifically associated with a time or with a medicine, with a specific circumstances. But the medicine, the matters, and the omens of the Torah. Which the Torah has not tied to the definitions and the conditions of time and place, but rather they are said in a plain way without any association to any conditions. As that when you conduct yourself in a certain way, is the sasakona, that brings danger. Unas dizach, and on the other hand, if there is an item, is an inya shel refuah, is a matter of healing. Viken men zogun, how could we say as zeine nit kein inyonim nitzchim, that they are not eternal matters? Un zeine nit giltig bizman hazeh, they do not apply nowadays. Bizvi estate, to the extent it says, as mentor zich nit banutzu midirefuah shebishas, that you're not allowed to use the medicines that are in the Gemara. Val nishtanu hativim, because nature has changed. On the common meforshim zogun taket, as several meforshim actually say, that benegeya kamen yonim, with regards to various matters, ayois as ayois eid isuris mitzad alocha lamoshe misinai, since their prohibition is because of passed down from alocha from Moshe Rabbeinu misinai, kenin zein nitzayin ken enderung mitzad shino itim, there cannot be a change, because the change of time of yitz boival dvar elikenu yokum loylom, because the word of our God will stand forever. How do we say nishtanu ativim with regards to their medicines or with regards to the omens that we find in the Torah? And the Rebbe is heading with this question also in his gimel to the Rambam. The Rambam writes different foods that a person should eat and to stay healthy, and it doesn't seem to apply today. Gimel al derech zeh is dekashe bedivrei Rambam. Similar, the question is in the words of the Rambam. In Hilchos Deis, schreibt der Rambam, in the laws of Deis, the Rambam writes, a ganzen pedik, an entire chapter, via mensch darf sich firun in inyone achilo shtiyo v'chulu, how a person needs to conduct themselves in matters of eating and drinking. And he says that hoyil v'hayoyis haguf bori v'sholim medarkei Hashem, since the body to be healthy and strong, whole, is part of the service of Hashem. Vos von dem vos der Rambam odos arangishtelt b'sifro yad ha-chazoka, from the fact that the Rambam put this in his sefer yad ha-chazoka, which is a sefer fun halochas halochas, which is a sefer which has laws, those are all halachas, laws, is move on So it's understood as diheirois. So not just medical instructions, but these are Torah instructions. As diheirois, I need al derech v'diheirois haroifet. These are not like a doctor giving instruction, but the choyle davze folgun. The reason that the sick person needs to listen to the doctor's instruction, mitzad v'nishmarte meide nafshei seichem, because you must watch yourselves with yetzibay. But it's not that the words of the doctors are Torah words, but just because you gotta watch yourself is from the Torah, that's why you gotta listen to the doctor. But when the Rambam writes halachas, is not medical advice, but this is halacha norazei gufe zainen, but they themselves are achelech fun halachas v'divrei Torah. They are part of the laws and the words of the Torah. Ubefrat, especially at the Rambam, is zichnit mistapik mitzog. The Rambam is not satisfying himself just by saying, Hoyil ve'ayoyis haguf bori v'shol medarkei Hashem hu. That since the body being healthy and strong and whole is part of the service of Hashem hu, because chulu lefikach, so therefore the person has to distance himself from matters which destroy the body, and to get used to conduct himself in those matters that are support and heal. And the Rambam should concluded as Zolma'ayin Zayin in Sifrat Tivim v'Sifrat v'Chulu, that you should look into the Sforim of the naturalist and the Sforim of the doctors to find out exactly what to do. The Rambam doesn't do that. To go find out Velcher Dvorim Zayin and Ma'abit, which matters destroy the body. As he writes himself in the end of this chapter itself, as a choilot are from under anhogus, k'meshi is bar b'sifrei harifu, is that a sick person needs other conduct, as explained in the books of medicine. So had the Rambam said that, and he would have sent you to find out what heals the body and what destroys the body to the medicine, then those will be doctor's advice, not halacha advice. But the Rambam specifically goes through in the halachas what to do. From the fact that he enumerates in detail how and what you need to eat, is move on, it's understood as diprotim zainen halochas halochas, that these details are laws, divrei Torah zevi de andre inyonim sefer hayad, they are Torah matters, just as the other aspect in the sefer of the Yad HaChazaka, which are halochas. Void nafki min lemaiz, we can prove that there's a difference in action in lemaiz, in a person's practical difference, that you'll make a bracha when you read of Torah, when you read these halachas, you're not reading medicine. Pshas a yid learned in Hilchos Deis, when a yid learns in the laws of Deis, od di prote inyonim, these detailed matters, vosereit nevim en darv zich firim bachilu ushtia, which discuss how one needs to conduct himself while eating and drinking, chulu, etc., is er mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah, you are fulfilling the command of studying Torah. Unis mechuye far dem zu zogun birchas haTorah. Before studying, you are obligated to make the blessing for the Torah. Unazoi oich is oich muvan legabe de halachas. The same thing would be true, also understood with regards to the laws von Rambam in Perek Gimel v'Reif Perek Dalet von Hilchus Yesoida HaTorah, the third and fourth chapter in Yesoida HaTorah. Over there, it's science, seems like it talks about astronomy. It talks about the stars, umalochim, and angels, chulum. Unalachas kama v'kama, and how much more so the merit of prokim from tchuna of the science of tchuna in hilchos kiddush achodesh kiyetsa by in the laws of kiddush achodesh and similar, which discusses all of the placement of the how the sun and how the moon and how the various different sphere how it works. So certainly, a person will make a bracha on that because those are not science books. These are halachas in the Rambam. Isn't it verstandig? So it's not understood. The Rambam hat in Sefer Hayad nit reingestellt halachas. The Rambam did not put in the Sefer Hayad such laws welche seinen shayich nor bizas man misuyim, those that only are applicable till a certain time. Nor davke di welche seinen heges ledoides, he only put in those laws that are accustomed for generations, for all the time. Und zu vision di halachas deis, and amongst these laws in deis, hanal seine veran kama vakama halachas, there exist many and many halachas, vide seder achiluchulu, how the order of eating. But they really don't fit nowadays to leave them was nishtano ativim, that the nature has changed. So the Rambam only writes halachas that apply for always, not temporarily, not those mitzvahs that were given for a period of time. So the Rambam writes the laws of food and things which are also only for a certain period of time, because now the nature has changed. Since these matters and the nature of the body are hinged and change from place to place, from time to time, just as the nature has changed from the time of the Talmud till the time of the Rambam, was the far break need the Rambam kama v'kana minyon nerefuah meforoshim b'shas. The Rambam does not bring down many and many ideas of medicine that are articulated clearly in the Talmud. Hoter zeh l'chayre nigid avta reinshtel b'sefer hayad. So he should not have put these others, those that were medicines in the time of the Rambam, he should not put it into the either in his Sefer Hayad. Nor zogun de heroi klolis, he should have given the general instruction as tzoricha odom lis archik atzmichul, a person needs to distance himself. That's when he talks about the food that are born in Israel or not, you know, just like in all the halachas, those are like astronomy that he said before, and here, so the Rambam should not bring down those halachas that don't apply, but they become halachas, they are taught, and make a bracha before them, but here on food, it's not a permanent thing, it's just temporarily. So why does the Rambam put it into the Yad HaChazaka? Asorich odin l'harich katzim, a person needs to distance. Unin yedin zman u'mokim v'mevet z'chfirin, and every time and place when you will conduct yourself, v'sizdem ud ma'asim l'derch ha'teva v'harifua, according to the nature and the medicine. So the Rambam should give a general rule that you need to stay away from bad things, and in every time and place, do what the doctors, what the medicine, what the nature, what the time calls for, without specifying the halacha specifically what needs to be done. The Rebbe says, "Al derech hatzachus yesh leimar," in a light kind of way, we can say, "Ados brengt aruiz de cheshivus." That this actually represents the importance and the preciousness of a health of a Jew. as bichdei zu bavorn and debris von Eden, in order to caution and protect the health of a yid. Afilu ven di toelas der fun, even if the benefit of this is blois gitzel to doidus of the yorn is only for numbered of generation, number of years, is the Rambam koilul di heroes zusammen mit alle anderen yorn alochas, he still includes them with the other alochas because of the special dearness and importance of the health of a yid. But as for the tzuchaber biyur, but it requires explanation. Soif soif. But in the end, how the Rambam gedar bavornen, the Rambam should have cautioned as di inyonim and darke habriyus, that these ideas in the ways of health seinem bloiski should even geworden loydi tiim shabedoyre. They were only written for the nature in his generation. But he should not have closed it up and just read the plain that these are laws that are set for generations when they're only temporarily. Notwithstanding, even if he wants to mention them, but he should say somewhere that this is not eternal, these laws, they only apply according to the nature in that generation, but in the other generation, they should do according to the nature of their time. So, how do we explain this with the eternity of Torah and with the Rambam bringing all these things down as if they are applicable for all generations? In Oiz Dalet, the Rebbe tries to answer that. The fact that some of the conditions are not ripe for the mitzvah, as the Rambam writes with regards to destroying the seven nations, doesn't make it a timely mitzvah, because the fact as it's missing now, but it'll come back, then the mitzvah will apply. So maybe the same thing is with the nature. Now it's changed, but the mitzvah remains because it will come back maybe later. But the Rebbe says it's not the same. Over there, when we talk about destruction of the seven nations, the Torah hinges this as the mitzvah. You need the seven nations. But when we talk about the medicine or the healing, the food, there is nothing, we're not hinging it on anything. Let's look inside. Dalet. Yesh levayr is there. We can explain this. Hados is al derek with the Rambam alein is masbir. This is similar to the Rambam himself explains in Sefer HaMitzvot Shaloi, in his Sefer, der tam farvos errechund zivishin. He said, der tam farvos errechund zivishin de mitzvot, euch de mitzvot von Hashemot Azayin Umas. Amongst the mitzvahs, he also counts the mitzvah of destroying the seven nations, although it's not a permanent aval pi as lechoides does not a mitzvah velchis nehekes ledoides, although it's not a mitzvah which applies for generations. Bechlal, we say that only mitzvahs that apply to generations, but if they don't apply, the Rambam does not account. Mitzvahs that don't apply always are not counted minyan mitzvahs, and yet he does count the mitzvah of the destruction of the seven nations. And the reason is zelishayne ho'inyan shenistayim behas sogas matarosei, a matter that has completed, you've reached this goal, b'li sheyehei Oysa hadavar toli bizman misuyim, if it doesn't really hinge on a certain time, you reach the goal not because there is a specific time. Ein emrim boy ein enoeg ludeiris. We're not going to say, well, this doesn't apply for generations. Lifishu neg b'chol der v'doir, because it will be in every generation. If there is a possibility for that matter, it will apply again. So it's not something that has concluded the goal. The time is over. It's not the mitzvah continues to destroy the nations all the time. But sometimes the nations are not there to destroy. You have to understand and to reflect on the distinction between the mitzvah, is it a mitzvah that applies for generation? Sometimes the item about which you were commanded, that may not be for all generations, but the mitzvah is, sometimes there is a mitzvah that is in all generations. Elosha Adovosh, and it's Tavolov, but it's the item that you were commanded. Kvar Nedar Bedoyr Min HaDoyrus has already been lacking from one generation to the other generation. So there is no one to do the mitzvah with. It's not that the mitzvah is limited, because there is no more that mitzvah. Rav Derech Zeh, what men l'cheirik yiken zognum benid nidan, similar, it would seem we can explain in our case. Dos vos men zed, the fact that which we see, as the tive bnei odom bizman hazeh zainen nishtane geworden, that the nature of the human beings now they have been changed, under far helfen nit di refuas chulu, she bizman hashas, and that's why the medicines of the time of the Gemara don't help. Similarly, many instructions, several of the instructions of the in ways of health in the Rambam don't apply today, and they were changed. It's not that they were changed in the instruction. The instruction remains. Hodos nitzuton, hodos nitzudem was the inyan of the halacha b'shas v'chem b'Rambam is ayrol u'deiros. This is not connected to the fact that this law in the Gemara or the Rambam is something which is eternal. It's for generation. This is actually a part of the eternal Torah, because this doesn't negate that. Because the lesson does remain eternal. That what you were commanded is neither. It changed. That thing is not there. It's not their goof. It's not the same body that was in the time of the instruction. So that has changed, so therefore it doesn't apply there, but it doesn't change that the mitzvah is eternal. Similar, the Rambam himself cautions us, those who said is Maftiach, this that he guarantees, that he is guaranteeing him, he promises that he guarantees him, that if he does these things, he'll be okay. As amani gatzmi b'drochim elu, that does one who conducts himself with these ways, ene boli dechili kol yoma, will not become sick all of his days. Is nit guilty by ene vashoye gufei ra mitchilas b'riyosu chulu, by someone whose body was bad from the beginning of creation. Chulu noch kamet noy many conditions. Sometimes it's not going to help. He says himself, so that means that it hinges on the nature. So sometimes the nature might not be there to support this halacha. So therefore, we're not saying that this is not eternal. All we're saying is the body's changed. So therefore, the mitzvah and the halacha is eternal, but there's a change, just like by the seven nations. They're not there anymore. So therefore, it doesn't mean that the halacha is not there. But even after this explanation, it's still not smooth. By Mtzivu of Hashmot Zayin Umas, when the Torah commands about destroying the seven nations, Odarif Mechias Amolik, or erasing Amolik, Zok Torah in the Mtzivu Mefarad, Torah says in its instruction, and it specifically details them, Dovor Shenit Stavalov, the item on what you were commanded. He says Zayin Umis, the seven nations, Amalek. Dos is a chelik from the mitzvah, that becomes a part of the command. Mashe enkim beniden the dan, as opposed to in our cases, Loshen Hashas v'Rambam, in Loshon HaShas V'Rambam, in the language of the Gemara and the Rambam, Zayin and Nitokin Tnoim. There are no conditions. Tanai HaTeva. There's no condition that it has, depending on the nature. Shal Ha'odom, of the person, Shal Samon Erefu V'Chulu, or the items of medicine. There is no condition there. It seems to be relating that this is the way it is. And then, so, how is that when it doesn't really apply to later on? The Rebbe is going to bring out an explanation now that actually does apply later on, but it applies into the spiritual level. And sometimes it just doesn't filter down to the physical, but that's called still the Nitzchis, because Torah mainly talks about the spirituality. And when there is a spirituality permanence, even if it does not translate into a practical, that's still considered the Nitzchis, as the Rebbe will explain. So we can say the explanation in this. By first introducing an inyan kloli b'negei to Torah mitzvahs, a general idea with regards to Torah mitzvahs. See, ziyadua der klal b'chazal. It's known, the rule in the sages of blessed memory, as ha-Torah shemidaberes be'etzem be'elyonim, that Torah, in essence, first is talking in the supreme upper worlds, but v'remezes b'shniyas b'sachtonim, but secondary, it is discussing in the lower worlds. And the Shalom is ma'arich in them. The Shalom extensively discusses this. Thus made, what it means is, nit as the inyonim v'shtein in Torah, doesn't mean that those matters that are written in the Torah veren hoib zechlich are mainly be'etzem, in essence, gemeint v'zei zaynen in gashmis. That mainly it is as it is physically. Musis blois aremes v'zei of the inyonim v'zei zaynen beruchnius. And that it's only a hint in them about the matters the way they are spiritually. The Torah is talking about the lowers, but hints about the upper worlds. Norfakert. So it's not that mainly they mean the physical, and it's hinted also for above, but just the opposite. Torah read be'etzem milyonim. In essence, Torah talks about the upper world. V'din yonim zaynen beruchnis. As the matters are spiritually. Un is derbay nor merames of the inyonim b'zizayne b'tachtoinim egashmis. And by the way, it only hints on those matters as they are in the lower world, as they are in the physical world. So that mainly it's the Torah in Elyonim, but the hint is the Tachtonim, not the other way around. Dosei, so what do we talk mean? Avada is ein mikro yetze midei pshute, for sure. A pasuk cannot be taken out of its literal meaning. Mekenit zog, you can't say, as the pasuk main blois viderinyin is beruchnis, that the pasuk means only as it is in the spiritual level. As is alamoldo der pshat for mikro, it always exists the simple meaning of the pasuk. Ve'zvert gitaych betachtonim, how it is translated in the lower worlds. Aber be'etzem, but in essence, read the Torah belyonim. The Torah speaks in the upper. Al derech ze is benegei etzem mitzvahs. Similar is with regards to mitzvahs. We talk about generally what Torah talks about, but same thing is with mitzvahs. Mitzvahs seinen betachtonim. Mitzvahs are in the lower world. The Maisa ha-mitzvahs kipshuta. We're talking about the act of the mitzvah, literally. Be'elyonim, and on the spiritual level, in the upper world, der toichen ruchni from the mitzvah. There you have the spiritual content of the mitzvah. The pirush bazeh, the meaning in this, Siznit. So what does it mean? Siznit as in tzug up to their mitzvah. Vi mi izir mekayim bepashtus. That in addition to the mitzvah, as that you fulfill literally, how the mitzvah oich atoich and ruchni, that it also has some spiritual content. Not the other, but the contrary. When Torah read begin mitzvahs, when Torah discusses mitzvahs, is be'etzem gemein the mitzvahs v'zizayin and b'lyon. In essence, it's meant the mitzvahs as they are in the upper world, beruchnis, in the spiritual level. Und the mitzvahs v'zizayin mekayim, and the mitzvahs, the way we fulfill them, begashmi is in the physical world, they are a continuation and a result from their matter, the way they are on the spiritual level. As the very explicit saying of our sages of blessed memory, Oifun Pasik, Magi Dvorov Li Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he says his laws, his words to Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashahu Oise, Hu Oimer Lisro Lassiz V'lishmer, what he does, which is the spiritual level, he says to the Yidden to go ahead and do and keep, that's the physical level. Well, this is his case, this does not contradict Zum Klal as a Maisehu Iker. So therefore, well, we know that there is a rule that the action is the main, but here we're saying that actually the main is the ruchnis. This is not, does not contradict. Valderes also doesn't contradict b'negate to them to Torah, their klal, as we say with regards to Torah, the rule as Torah loy bashamayimi. Torah is not in the heavens. Here we're saying that it's mainly beruchnis. Valderotzina elyon is, because the desire of the above is as ikir kiyum hamitzvah is dafke dol lemato kipshute. That's what Hashem wants, that the main observance of the mitzvah needs to be below, literally. Similarly, the ruling of Torah is also below. So that's the rotzin, that it should be what we do lemato. But what is Torah in of itself? What is Torah mitzvahs on their own? Mash enkim and negates Torah mitzvahs mitzad atzmah. But when you look in Torah mitzvahs on themselves, besides the rotzen Hashem, where Hashem wants it to be done, and where Hashem wants it to be ruled, like this is lamata. But what is Torah mitzvahs in themselves on their own? Is adarab, is the contrary. The mokir v'haschola from Torah mitzvahs, the source, and where does Torah mitzvahs begin? Is lamayla beruch, is above and spiritual. As the pasuk says, I was by Hashem, instrument for Hashem. K'maymer Chazal, as the sages of blessed memory says, chamudo genuza shegenuza loch. It's a precious hidden that is hidden for Hashem. The Torah void. So this Torah is really a spiritual matter. Unfund ruchnis, and then from the spirituality, werden sie der noch nimshach. Then from this spiritual level, they are extend into the world. Kamesha Kosova, the pasuk says, Min Hashemayim, the Barti Mochem. That from the heavens I spoke to you, Min Hashemayim, Mishmich, Eskoiloi. It started from the Shemayim, and Eivishtel let you know, hear his voice. It starts with the Shemayim, Valo Oretz, and then it goes down to the earth. Vinishtal Shalomato Begashmiz, and then it evolved below in physical. On the river, and therefore, all in Yonim Vashtein in Torah, all matters that are written in Torah, is an uptaich be'etzem, so that to translate it in the essence, this is Einem Be'el Yonim Beruchni, is how they are in the upper level, in the spiritual level. And this will therefore explain to us how, even though there's some mitzvahs that are not begashmi, is the Nishtanu Hativim, or we can't do it, does negate from the fact that they are permanent in the ruchnis. According to this, we can also understand, in our case, as it relates to the medicine matters. When Torah speaks about instructions with regards to the healings and the omens, etc., is in medaber es betzim b'lyonim. In essence, it's speaking about on the spiritual, the upper world, this haste. Be'etzim mutzum alam ershtin, that in essence and very to very beginning, werden sie gemeint, they are meant vizeh einem beruchnis, as they are on the spiritual level. Und ersch der noch, it's only later on, viati tzoe fun etzim, unam shochem menu, as a result of the essence, and as it extends from it, werden sie nishtalshul und kumna rob lemati in gashmi, they are evolve, and they descend below and physically. Veremezes bishnius betachtoinim, and then they hint on the second step, they betachtoinim. But very first, when we talk about the medicines, it's first the spiritual. And therefore, umvidin yonim zayin beruchnis, the way the matters are spiritually, zayin ze nitzchim, they are eternal. Umitzad ze ruchnis dikun shodesh, and because of their spiritual root, is their toelus refuah faran alamol, their benefit, and the healing is exist always. Abba pashtus, simply speaking. The matters of the body, eating and healing, etc. They evolve from the same matters, the way they are in the person's soul. Is as it touches, as it's connected to the eating and the health of the spiritual of the soul, Habun de refuos usgula, so these medicines and these omens, vizeinen bel yonim, as they are in the upper world, beruchnias, in spiritually, atokiv nitzchit, they have eternal force. In welchen sie sind, talking shini, in which there is no change. Nor vidin yonim kum narobi shtaushul slamati in gashmish, but as they evolve below in physical, ken zayn achilok, there could be a distinction, could be a difference. Inazman von shonim kitikunam, when the years, in a time when the years are proper, when things are the way they should be, haben din yonim euch dolle matter, so these matters also below themselves toichen, vizayin dichlamayla, they have the same idea as they're above, so physically and spiritually match up. Therefore, these medicines and these omens also help literally. As opposed to when there is a change and there is a descent in the world, then these spiritual matters cannot descend below with the full wholesomeness. And that, therefore, makes a difference in their act als refuas aguf. They are no longer, they don't do the body healing and the medicine and nurturing. They don't come down fully to the body. And these lessons and these instructions remain just in the spiritual level. So we can say an example for this, as you find to the concept of medicine, nafshi, so soul medicine, was is done by mitzvahs misuyomis that exist by specific mitzvahs. At the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, and you offer their sacrifices, is durch bringen a korban begashmis, so by bringing a physical korban hot a yid gehata kapora, a yid had an atonement, v'shoverof eloi, and he did shuvah and he was healed, he had a korban, there was a physical korban, a refuah finchet, that was a healing for the sin. But when the nature and condition change, because of our sins we've been exiled from our land, and our Beis Mikdash has been destroyed, in them matzav, once we're in this condition, help me to refuah now, the above medicine doesn't help, akrovas korban, bring a korban, you can't bring a korban now. You can't, you're not allowed to bring a korban. Aber mibakum derefu vekapara, but you do get the healing and the atonement do hakrovas akorim beruchnis by the spiritual hakrovas akorim tefila tshuva chulu through prayer and tshuva etc. So similarly, there is the good habits that in the spiritual level from those healings that we get spiritually, but we don't have the physical medicine as it translates because we don't have a carbon today. Oy sayem al derech ze yesh levayir oich benegei dem perik ven hilchos deyus v'chuldi Rambam. Similar to this, we can also explain as it pertains to the chapter in the laws of deyus in the Rambam that talks about medicines that are ways of eating that don't apply today, seemingly. And yet, the Rambam brought it down in the halachas. Says Yudu was the Tumim schreibt. It's known that which the Tumim writes. Vegdem loshen Beis Yosef Ramo, about the language used by the Beis Yosef and the Ramo. Hazakol b'ksav meyad davaye hiskel. Everything in writing comes from Hashem, who gave the idea. Ruach Hashem noisso b'kirbom. The spirit of Hashem was raised in them. Lias l'shoinam mekubon l'halocha. Their language was accurately the halacha b'likavonas akosif, even without the intention of the writer. V'chevetz havaya b'yodam mitzliach Hashem. What he wanted in their hands succeeded. So what they wrote, their language and everything else, even if they didn't have intention to, the way it came out in there, came out in a way that it was successful. That's what the Eibishter wanted. And them is moving. So from this we understand, as when the Rambam geschrieben oder halachas, when the Rambam wrote these halachas, hanhoges was verzichert, as der guf soll sein abori v'sholem, those conducts that guarantees that the body should be healthy and whole, is ruach habayin neisu b'kirbe, it was the spirit of Hashem, was raised inside him, mekaven zayin la'alocha to the accurately directed as the halacha is, koilu tzunitzches ha'toyre, including to the eternality of Torah, the Hainu, that is, as Afil b'shasas kum tazman, even when a time comes, and nit alef von seine ongezokta an hoges in yona chiluchulu, but not all of his instructions about how one should conduct himself in matters of eating chulu virkun, they don't impact as their gufa gashmi so seine body v'sholim, that the physical body should be healthy and whole. While teva haguf is nishtani geworden, so the matzav ha'olam kanal, because the nature of the body changed because of the condition of the world. Doch seine dihiros, yet these lessons seine nitzchim, they are eternal. Azei seinen poeles pulosum, they impact their impact durch achila shtila chulu beruchnius, by the eating and drinking in a spiritual level, benefesh ha'odam, in the soul of man. And their toichn ruchnis is their be'etzem, and that spiritual kind is, that's the essence, their emes from the meaning, that's the truth of the matter. Choch as begolu bechitzonis, although openly and externally, read the Rambam, begin them brisa guf begashmis, although what he's really talking about is the physicality and the health of the physical body, not about the spiritual body, but because of the success that Hashem gives the Rambam in writing. So when he wrote those matters, they continue today spiritually, be eternal today too in the level, even though the Rambam himself intended for the physical matter. Ches derinyan anal sif hei, as a Torah medaberes be'etzem elyonim chulu, the Torah in essence speaks about the upper, is negeya eichendam limud ha-Torah shaldei ha-odom, that's important to the study of Torah by the person. Sido der limud ha-Torah v'yadiz b'tachtoinim. You could study Torah as it's in the lower world, nigla de Torah, the revealed part of Torah. Then you have the study of Torah as it's in the upper world, which is pnimius ha-Torah, the inner part of Torah. That's the main occupation of the souls in Gan Eden. Hein der limud from pnimius inyon de halachas benigla, both the study of the inner of the matters of the laws that we have in nigla, pnimius hamitzvah v'tameim anistorim, the inner of the mitzvahs and their hidden reasons, unhein the idea of a limud, and also the study the knowledge and the study in Seder Ishtalsus V'Avdus Hashem, in the order of evolution and the unity of Hashem. Zok ben Avdem. So we say about the Aschosh Psak Halacha Lernt Menov Davke, that although the ruling of the Halacha, we can only learn Davke from the Inyon Mizaveren Gilaren Benigla de Torah, the way they are studied in the revealed part of Torah, Duchan Hashem Beguf Lamato, by a body within the soul within the body Lamato, is Ober Torah Medaberes Beetzem Belyonim. In essence, Torah speaks in the upper. Etzem HaTorah is Ve'ayidol Lamato. The essence of Torah is the way a Yid learns it below, learned as bepnimis hanyonim, as he learns it in the inner matter of things. And thus poilt oich and oir v'achayis. This also impacts a light and an energy in the Torah of Yisrael Mezes, Bishnius b'tachtonim, as the Torah hints in the second step in the lower worlds, in the mlimut for Nigla de Torah, in the laws of Nigla de Torah. So, while we learn halacha from Nigla, but the Nister provides that extra light and gives the shine, because the Torah in essence is the way it's in Pnimis Inyonim. Biskipshuta, till very little, this helped him. This helps him. In addition, that he believes in that the Torah is medaberes b'elyonim, that is the Pnimis Inyonim. Euch zu der Herren und film. Helps him to sense and feel in Zayin Limud Fanigla the Torah, in his study of the revealed part of Torah, Vizivert Gilad and Dolomato, as it's learned here below. The Slapsha Bidvarim Gashmim Vinyon Elam Haze is dressed up in physical matters and matters of this world, as is Chochmosri Vinitsoyna Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the wisdom and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Durch Moisri Zayin in Beide Sugim. And by adding in both categories, Saibe Pnimis HaTorah, Saibe Nigla HaTorah, the inner part of Torah, and the revealed part of Torah, is Mazoicha Tzudem Gilui, that we marry the revelation from Torah Shal Mashiach, the teachings of Mashiach. Then it's going to be in such a way as Lo Yeisek HaTorah VaHaMitzvahs, that the occupation, when we learn Torah and Mitzvah, is not going to be Levarer Birurim, to sort out things, but just to make unions, greater union, to bring down chuluv akoil al de pnimis haTorah, everything through the inner part of Torah, lekayim hamitzvus bekavonas el yonis, to fulfill the mitzvus with the supreme kavonas chuluv. Also, the main occupation of Torah is going to be be pnimis hamitzvus tameim hanistorim, the inner mitzvus. And the reason, the concealed reason, is quoting from the Lashon of the Tanya. B'lashon the Rambam is in Sefer V'chiz Alochas Alochas, and as the Rambam writes in his Sefer Alochas Alochas, V'gn Limud HaTorah B'meis HaMashiach, about the study of Torah in the day of Mashiach, Nis'avu HaChachomim V'Nevi'im Y'meis HaMashiach Chulu. The sages and the prophets were yearning for the days of Mashiach. Today, sheyiyu pnuyim b'Torah v'chokhmos chulu, so that they should be free in Torah and its wisdom chulu. Yiya esa kol ha'olam. The whole occupation of the world will be el adasis avaya b'levad, just to know Hashem alone. Lefikach yiyu Yisrael chachamim gedolim. That's why the Yidden will be great, with great wisdom. V'yedim dvarim hastumim. They will know the things that are hidden. They will reach the mind of their Creator to the extent of the possibility of the human being. With the coming of Mashiach, very speedily in our days. This is Mesichas Chag HaShavuos, Tovshin Chovhei, and Dalad Iyar, Tovshin Mem Gimel.